You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Because of the Lord's mercies and His grace, we have the opportunity to see another Monday, the beginning of another week. It's just by God's mercies. So just within about 30 seconds, one more time, let's lift up thanksgiving, specifically for the Lord's mercies upon our lives, in Jesus' mighty name. We are here to pray as our custom is. We do so every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at Bethel Encounter. Today is Blessed Monday of Bethel Encounter. And our main scripture for today is John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. And this is a statement by Jesus, or an assurance from our Lord Jesus Christ. We know from John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled, ye believers in God. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. With Jesus, an assurance that he gave based on that which we, through this season, we are centering or we are focusing on Jesus, my comfort. The Lord Jesus is our comfort. There are many statements that he's made, many things that the Lord Jesus has said unto us, assuring us of many things. And today we see here the assurance of peace. The assurance of peace, not as the world gives. When it comes to the world, their peace is based on current happenings, based on what they have or what they feel they can put their security in, as to maybe financial resources they think they may have, or so many definition ways by which the world may define its peace. But there's a peace within, and a peace that the Lord Jesus Christ gives us, and it's only him who can give us that peace. There's an emptiness in man that only the Spirit of God can fill, a thirst in man that only Christ Jesus, as he says, that if anyone drinks of this water, he shall not thirst again. So there's a thirst in man that only Jesus can fill. In the same way, there is an emptiness that only the peace that Jesus provides can fill. Jesus' presence is the refuge where comfort flows freely. Now, trusting in him allows believers and music servants to face every challenge with peace, grounded in his love. Sometimes people think that to see someone minister on stage means all is well. Or as for servants of God, they have no worries or no troubles. And because of that, sometimes it can be quite lonely for ministers in ministry because everybody expects that all is well. And yet, it is the peace of God that the minister can boast in. the peace of God that the minister can fall on, he is our peace. Our first prayer topic today, that will keep him in perfect peace. Why? His mind or her mind stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. And based on this, we are praying that Father in heaven, fix my mind on you that I may experience your perfect peace. Please, let's lift up our voices wherever we are and begin to pray this prayer in the name of Jesus.
Fix my mind in heaven.
According to your word, Lord, according to your word, we pray that, Lord, cause our minds to be stayed on you, Lord Jesus, that our lives be full of your perfect peace. In the name of Jesus, not to be troubled, Lord, even by anything around us, Lord, but to be stayed. To be established, Lord, even in your perfect peace, because of our mind focused and stayed on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our second prayer from Psalm 46, verse 1, and I'll urge each person and all of us to note specifically these scriptures down, because there are assurances in God's word for the minister, regardless of whatever situation we may find ourselves, and in confessing God's word back to him, it activates his presence to also keep us fully covered in his peace. We are praying from Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Father in heaven, be my refuge and strength in every troublesome hour. Father in heaven, be my refuge and my strength in every troublesome hour. Please, let's lift up our voices in prayer unto the Lord. Our strength in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Be our strength, be our strength, be our strength. In our last prayer, we are praying that Father in heaven shepherd and comfort me along every path I walk. And it's from Psalm 23, verse 1. We know the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Let's pray and thank the Lord that he will continue to shepherd and comfort us along every path that we walk, that he would continue to do that. The Lord has already done so much for us, and sometimes we are in the habit of asking for more and more and more, and forgetting to thank him even for those exact things that he has done for us. So this last prayer, we are thanking him for every time that he's shepherded us, or he's been our shepherd, not causing us to want. And we are also thanking him for ahead of us what he's going to do that we will not want any longer. Let everybody see and know that the Lord is our shepherd and he's our provider, and we want nothing. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the name of Jesus.
Every path I walk in the name of Jesus, I can't even go to shepherd or shepherd. In the cold center, I can stay in the shepherd or shepherd. In the cave center, there is protection. My money does sweet to your time. Jesus, direct him to me. I can stay in the shepherd or shepherd. In the cave center, there is protection. My money does sweet to your time. The cave center, there is protection. Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus, if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, please. It is when the Lord is your shepherd that you would not want. And wanting is not just about material things. Scripture says that the life of a man does not consist of the abundance of things that he possesses. So it's not about how many things, just materialism. And no, there's a peace within that money cannot buy. Money can never provide for. There's a love that you can experience that you cannot buy. The love of Christ Jesus. That unconditional love, which is coming from our Father in heaven, exemplified through the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ, for man, even when we had fallen short of his glory, he came searching for us and to get us back into the family, back to be part of the kingdom of God. So that's just a short prayer after me, as I pray leading you right now, and then you become the child, or you become a child of God, having access to eternal life. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day, for your mercies upon my life. Today, I choose to serve you, Lord. For your love bestowed upon me, I am eternally grateful. I believe that you died and you paid the dear sacrifice for my salvation. And so from this day, please, be my Lord forever and ever, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing this song as we round off with a heart of appreciation.
Oh, yeah, conqueror. Oh, yeah, conqueror. So sorry, oh, oh yeah, conqueror, oh yeah, conqueror, abiding in our rock, so sorry, oh, so yeah, it's not bad, sassy, I will not see Tiaswa. This is all you have to be. As I see, I will not sit here so. Baby, you are anyone. You are the better. Lift your voice, oh yeah. Oh yeah, conquer. Oh yeah, conquer. Oh, I'm a ding in the. So sorry, oh, oh yeah, conquer, eh. Oh yeah, conquer, abiding in us, so sorry, oh.
If you gave a life to Christ in this service, please contact us by email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us on 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.